الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to an episode of our series, The Sin of Backbiting. Today, inshallah, we'll listen to few cures of backbiting. Before starting our episode, let's listen to an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, whoever recites Salat upon me 1,000 times a day, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, today inshallah, we're going to listen to detailed explanation of few cures of backbiting. The first cure, you should be alone or in good company. After completing your religious duties and worldly chores, you should either remain alone or seek good company of those who follow the Sunnah and are practicing Islamic brothers who instill the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla into your heart, inspire you to develop love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, identify external immoralities and internal diseases, and advise you on their cures and remedies. Here are two sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in regards to adopting good company. Number one, a good companion is one who helps you when you remember Allah Azza wa Jal and reminds you when you forget. Number two, a good companion is one whose sight reminds you of Allah Azza wa Jal, his conversation increases in your actions, and his actions remind you of the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Being in the company of the righteous at times becomes the cause of forgiveness. Hence, Sayyidina Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i alayhi rahmatullahi al-qabi relays the following story in his book Sharh al-Sudur. Sayyidina Yazid bin Harun rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, I saw Sayyidina Abu Ishaq Muhammad bin Yazid alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi in a dream. I asked him, how did Allah Azza wa Jal treat you? He replied, on Friday, Sayyidina Abu Amr Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi came to visit us, and he made dua upon which we said Ameen. For this reason, I was forgiven. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we come to learn that to be a part of the dua of righteous people is virtuous. Therefore, attend the dua in the sunnah inspiring ijtima with presence of heart and mind. We don't know whose proximity, company, or sincere supplication may result in our salvation. Mujhe behisab bakhsh de mere maula, tujhe vasita nek bandon ka ya rab. Forgive me, free me without any scrutiny for the sake of your bondsmen who bear piety. Sallu ala Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, moving towards the second cure, one must absolutely refrain from personal friendships, because in today's environment it is almost impossible that two people can stay away from sins like backbiting, tale-telling, negative suspicions, false accusations, etc. when they start a negative conversation about a third person. These needless gatherings entail more conversations and opinions on current politics than Islam, as if these very people are running the country. At times, they will criticize a member of the parliament. At times, accuse a political leader. Hence, when these friends return to their homes, they carry sinful burdens of backbiting, tale-telling, negative suspicions, and false accusations. Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, it is compulsory for you to do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, as undoubtedly it is a cure, and refrain from the mentioning of people like backbiting, as this is a disease. The best cure for refraining from several sins, including backbiting, is to stay away from people. Hence, here is a summary of some advice offered by Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in this regard. He says that it is customary for common people, when they sit in a gathering, to find someone to pick on and disgrace. Then this sets off a series of conversations containing backbiting, tale-telling, etc., etc., because this is their feast. Such people are wary of staying alone, which is why they seek entertainment by making useless and irrelevant conversations with the company they keep. If you are part of such company, you will be pressured, and thus you will be slipped into sins and become worthy of the punishment of the hellfire. Even if you remain quiet, you will still be a sinner, because a person who bears backbiting is also a sinner, unless excused by Islamic law. If you contradict them, they will turn against you, backbite against you, and thus cause you grief. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A renowned saint, Sayyidina Fudail rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was sitting alone in Masjid al-Haram when his friend came to him. The Shaykh asked, "What has brought you here?" He replied, "Abu Ali, I have come just to amuse myself." The Shaykh said, "By Allah Azza wa Jal, this is quite terrifying. Do you want me to adopt exaggeration for you and for you to do the same for me? Do you wish me to lie to you and for you to lie to me? Either you leave or I will." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What a magnificent expression of the importance of time. The people who sit in gatherings to pass time often exaggerate in their conversations with lies and deceit to entertain others. Such scholars have said that when Allah Azza wa Jalla loves His servants, He makes them unknown. Elaborating on who should associate with other, Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, Sayyidina Taws rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi once visited the Khalifa and asked, "Khalifa, how are you?" The Khalifa furiously protested, "Why did you not address me as Amir al-Mu'mineen?" The Shaykh replied, "Since Muslims do not unanimously accept your caliphate, I am apprehensive that addressing you as Amir al-Mu'mineen may be considered a lie." After citing this incident, Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has explained, "Therefore, whoever is upright and straightforward and has the resolve to abstain from such things like backbiting, tale-telling, vanity, flattering, etc., can socialize with others. Otherwise, if he is not like this yet still socializes, then he should be ready to have his name enlisted amongst the hypocrites." Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Wahhab Sha'rani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, "As far as I can recall, I do not remember any meetings with any contemporary shuyukh to be devoid of backbiting. I hardly found such company, which is why, in order to protect my religion and theirs, I stopped my meeting with them. However, I did not cut back on fulfilling their due rights. When the gathering of the teachers are such, then how wicked would the gathering of commoners be?" Brother, in this day and age, when you meet someone, guard your nafs and do not be negligent in this regard. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Wahhab Sha'rani Quddisa Sirruhu Nurani lived in the 10th century Hijra. He died in the year 973 Hijra, and now we live in the 15th century, which is 450 years have passed. If the 10th century was so immoral, then how bad would our current century be? The future to come is worse than the past when it comes to religion. In this regard, Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, once he complained to Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu about the oppression afflicted by Hajjaj bin Yusuf, he replied, "Be patient, no time will come upon you except the time that comes after, which will be worse until you meet your Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal." I have heard this from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The renowned commentator of the Quran, Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has elaborated on this hadith. As time goes further and further away from the time of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, oppression and discord will continue to rise. Any error is worse than the previous one when it comes to the matters of religion. Some errors have a particular sin prevalent in them, while at other times, other sins are found to be on the rise. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, everyone can realize that just like other immoral evils which are prevalent in our society today, backbiting is also widespread. However, prevalence does not mean that every single person is committing this sin. The world is not empty of righteous servants. We should seek blessings by acquiring the company of these truly pious individuals. However, one should refrain from the company of those people who only seem righteous from their appearance, but in actual fact drown in the evil sins of backbiting, tale-telling, negative suspicion, lying, false accusations, etc. It is a religious necessity to stay away from such people. On page 164 of Bahar al-Shariat, volume 16, it is cited, Imran bin Hittan narrated, "I visited Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu and saw him sitting alone wearing a black shawl in the masjid. I asked him, 'Why this solitude?' He replied, 'I have heard the merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying, solitude is better than a wicked companion, and a righteous companion is better than solitude. To say something good is better than silence, and silence is better than saying something bad." Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Lion of Allah, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, has stated, "Soon an era will befall on people that their kings will not be without oppression and murder, their wealth will not be without vanity, and their gatherings will not be free from carnal desires. Hence, whoever lives in such an era, keeps patient and controls his self-desires, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him the reward equivalent to the reward bestowed upon 50 Siddiqeen." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Hamad bin Zayd rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi relayed, "I once came upon the magnificent presence of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. I saw a dog in front of him and wanted to drive it away. He said, 'Hamad, leave it alone. It is better than the companion who sits with me and backbites against others.'" Dear viewers of Madani Channel, did you see the Madani mindset of the pious predecessors? Wallah, billah, tallah, a person who backbites and dies without repenting and then dwells in hell is 1,000 times worse than a dog, because a dog is at least not worthy of punishment of hell. It is narrated in Tazkiratul Awliya that someone asked Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi whether he was better than a dog. He replied, "I am better if I will be saved from punishment, otherwise a dog is better than thousands like me." Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, "Once I asked a recluse, a person who lived in seclusion away from society, as to why he remained alone in seclusion. He replied, 'I am engaged in a highly essential activity.' I asked him, 'What is that?' He replied, 'Every morning I find myself between bounties and sins. Therefore, I remain busy in repenting from sins and thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for His bounties.' I then told him, 'Brother, you are a wiser scholar than Hasan Basri. Remain in seclusion.'" Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's move towards the third cure. Another very beneficial cure to backbiting is to consider and realize how much it would hurt you if someone spoke ill about you. Following the same logic, would it not hurt the other person if you spoke ill about him? Therefore, ask yourself, why should I do this to the Muslim brothers what I would not want them to do to me? Dear viewers, we must refrain from backbiting. Our pious predecessors had such an extraordinary mindset that they would not hurt others, but had unique methods to bear difficulties themselves for the sake of protecting others. Hence it is reported in Mukashafat al-Qulub, a person's house was infested with mice. Someone advised him to keep a cat, to which he replied, indeed the mice will run away because of the meowing of the cat. However, I fear that the mice will enter the homes of my neighbors, and if this happens, then I would be amongst those who tolerate difficulties for others that they would not want for themselves. A poet says, may we become well-wishers for our neighbors. Mustafa, grant us such ability. May we be blessed with good character and traits. Mustafa, grant us such ability. May we refrain from backbiting, tail-bearing and other vices. Mustafa, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, grant us such ability. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, moving towards the fourth cure of backbiting. If someone hurts your feelings and you become extremely angry and impatiently express your anger by speaking ill about them, then you run into the risk of becoming worthy of the fire of hell by involving yourself in major sins like backbiting and making accusations. This is due to the fact that if someone's speaking out of anger, the one listening is often suppressed and is unable to correct you when you fall into a sin. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from hard-hearted people who are not ready to listen to the messages of guidance. Ah, the evil of backbiting are so severe. Sayyidina Abu Qilaba, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, backbiting deprives the heart from guidance and good. Cure your anger, and instead of expressing your rage in front of other people, adopt the virtues of forgiveness and tolerance, and develop a mindset of seeking ways to enter paradise without any accountability. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, forgiveness leads to paradise without accountability. Forgiveness is a very beneficial and virtuous act. Hence the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, it will be announced on the day of judgment, the one whose reward depends on the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal should rise and enter paradise. It will be asked, for whom is this reward? The caller will respond, for those who are forgiving. Thus, thousands of people will rise and enter paradise without any accountability. May we also have the passion to forgive others and be amongst the ones who enter paradise without accountability. Ameen. Tu behisab baksh ke hai, behisab jurm, deta hoon tujhko vaasita, shahe hijaz ka. Grant a pardon without a trial, as the list of offenses is extensive. I seek my acquittal for the sake of King of Makkah and Medina. Ameen. Sallu al habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Shaykh Sa'di rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated the following incident in Bustan-e-Sa'di. A righteous and good-mannered individual would never talk ill of others, even if they were his personal enemies. He would always say good things whenever those people would be mentioned in a conversation. After his death, someone saw him in his dream and asked, مَا فَعَلَ اللَّهُ بِكَ? Meaning, how did Allah Azza wa Jal treat you? Hearing this question, his face lit up with a smile and he said in a sweet nightingale-like voice, in the world, I always strive to refrain from making bad comments about others. The Nakirain were also not harsh in questioning me. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, I was dealt pleasantly. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's move towards the fifth and last cure for our episode, inshallah. Dear viewers, remember the punishments of backbiting. Whenever your nafs tells you to backbite, remind yourself of the punishments that lie in store. For example, stretching your face and chest with nails made of copper, being made to eat flesh cut off from your sides. Also imagine that you will be screaming and twisting your face while eating the flesh of your dead brother. Think about this. How will you eat the flesh of a human being when you cannot even imagine eating raw halal meat when it is uncooked? It is recorded that Allah Azza wa Jal sent down a revelation on Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, that whoever dies after repenting from backbiting will be the last person. Dear viewers, the last person to enter paradise. Whereas whoever dies persisting on backbiting will be the first to enter hell. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the one who backbites only causes harm to himself and no one else. Even if he repents before his demise, he will not be punished. However, he will be the last one to enter paradise. He will regret his actions and will become sorrowful. Whereas, if he meets his death without repenting and Allah Azza wa Jalla is displeased with him, he will be the first one to enter hell. He will shout and scream, but his cries will not help him. Poet says, "What will become of me on Judgment Day? This looms in my heart and it is here to stay. Have mercy on me, O Allah Almighty, on that day. Protect me from hell and in paradise may I stay." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, we heard 5 cures of backbiting and we heard a little detail about each and every cure. We pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that may Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from the sin of backbiting, and may Allah Azza wa Jal help us apply the cures of backbiting in our daily life, and may Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from this grave sin. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, protect our tongues from bad.